This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Setting the tone for a difference in your life, hopefully that'll be the deal. We're aiming at a better world, even though Joe Jonas has divorced Sophie Turner, maybe the end of the world. What? You like them together,
I
you said,
do.
Jay.
Yeah, I did like them together. Of course, you never know what's actually happening behind closed doors, but
exactly.
I'm a big fan of Sophie Turner. I really like her. One of those non-celebrities. Like, she's such a normal person that she has said herself in interviews, she is always awkward when she is in an environment where she's around other celebrities because she is
her
in
role
all of them and she doesn't see herself that way.
In Game of Thrones, what was her... She wasn't the blonde... That was, she wasn't the lead blonde. Was she in Game of Thrones? No,
she
that's somebody else.
She had red hair in it. She was one of the main characters. I can tell you that. She was one of the main characters.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Sansa Stark? Sansa? Was that her name?
What was the attraction to Game of Thrones? Anyway, I watched a couple of episodes, and other than the blonde who was getting it on with the other guy, and then she killed him, I didn't get what the whole... It was just violence and...
My husband and I checked it out. Nobody could tell us what it was about. They just said, you have to watch it. And then we started watching it, and we committed. We watched the entire thing, and I cannot tell you anything about it. It was like I didn't care for it, but we felt obligated to finish it. And again, I cannot tell you anybody in it, anything about it.
I think her name is Clark. There's the lady that I'm thinking about, and she's gone on to be an English actress who's been in some other things.
Amelia
Clark, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
She's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, right. Yep. She was an attraction. There's no question about that. All right, so let's talk about a better world and the opportunities that you get when you have a good attitude, because that's what it's all about. People don't want to be around grumps, right? So... if you're a grump, then you probably either ought to fix you, or maybe you don't care. Maybe that's it. Or you think the world revolves around you. It doesn't really. People just don't want to be around folks who are not at least pleasant, right? You don't want to experience being around grumps, so why do you think people want to experience being around you if you're a grump?
Unless it's the misery loves company thing.
I've never understood that equation. Have you? I don't understand why people... I mean, I get that folks get upset about... We were talking about that.
Sometimes you want to be grumpy, but not without actually being a full-blown part of your personality. You're just a grump.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on. A little politics, not little, goes a long way, frankly. Joe Biden seems to be there. The Democratic National Committee, I probably should save this from when Jennifer's here, but it's so beginning to bother me what's going on here. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was on the tractor mowing hay, how the way we're conned into things, and the Republicans are going to be as bad as the Democrats when it comes to trying to push their what they want on us. And thus the need for a third party, frankly. Joe Manchin, some of these other people that have talked about running as a third party candidate, and all the Democrats and Republicans are doing is feeding into it. We need another 4 years of Joe Biden like we need a pimple on our butt. It just is awful to think. I was getting upset on the tractor thinking about another 4 years of this guy who hasn't got enough energy to do anything. He hasn't done anything that's good, that in my estimation anyway. He's been a disaster. All it is tax the rich and spend the money on people who don't want to work anymore, so we'll let them work not work and get money. And, you know, the basic trajectory of the American economy has been something that was good. You know, the Democrats have done a pretty good job until... I just don't think he's not there to do anything other than be a placeholder because he doesn't have any other real value. Maybe he's a human being. He's a good grandfather and yada, yada. Maybe he's a crook. Who knows? But he's no leader. He doesn't inspire anything except take a nap. That's it. Well, so I'm very frustrated with the direction of the country, and so are most of the people that I know. Right? Isn't that exactly, your circle, too, Jay?
Yeah. If I feel like if most people ask any of the friends, whether they themselves are a Democrat or not, if you ask anybody in your circle who is in the Democratic Party, how they feel about Joe Biden, would they vote for him? Most would say off the bat, no, not again.
No.
If he wins by default. He's the president. He's the current president. So he's going to be the Democratic nominee. And hopefully not. But if he is, then they're going to vote for him because most want their own party to win, even if they don't like and don't support who the nominee is. They prefer their party. And that's not just with Democrats. That's with anybody.
So there's a new book out called The Last Politician. It's about Joe Biden, and the story is partly told by a fellow who helped design in the Democratic Party, design Biden as a candidate and the campaign and stuff. It's like we're being hooked, line, and sinkered, screwed over, hoodwinked, whatever it is. You know, he was Joe Biden. As much as people don't like Hillary Clinton, I think she would have been a very interesting president. I'm not telling you whether she would be good or not, but I think she's... I happen to have had some time with her, and I found her to be a very interesting human being. I find Joe Biden to be very uninteresting, uncharismatic. Say what you will about Trump. He's very... You know, you've got a thought about Trump, right? Yeah. Like him or you don't like him, but it's a strong feeling about him. Nobody, you have anything about Biden. It's like Casper Milquetoast. And it's not because of his age as much as, I don't know what it is. But he really, I'm pretty good when it comes to energy, and he does nothing for me. And so to think about another 4 years of him and where the country will be, I don't want to say it's fear-based thinking, but I like to think of myself, maybe I'm not a progressive like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC, that bunch. I'm not at all like that. I'm politically pretty much in the middle. Libertarian is what I would call myself that. I don't like big government. I don't want to be told I have to wear a mask. I don't want to get shot, so I don't have to get a shot. I just want to be able to think for myself. Hello. Why is that so difficult? And with guys like Biden, he doesn't even think for himself. So how are we going to... Now, you can say what you will about the Biden role with Obama. And Obama, it was a pretty interesting time. He had a lot of energy, a lot of charisma. People were excited to be around him. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a damn about being around Biden. Clinton, or, you know, say what you... Well, I don't know whether there was much energy around George Bush, the son. The old man, I always liked the old man.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, and but he ran the CIA. So what does that tell you about about what he may have been bottom line all about? And you know, actually, when it came to George Bush the father, Barbara was the most important part of anything that family connected to. She was the boss. She was the boss of him. She was the boss of her children. She was the boss of her grandchildren. She was one tough cookie. And nobody messed with her, including her husband, including her children, including her grandchildren. Remember when George Bush was in his first year and the two daughters were acting out? They were smoking and drinking and got into all kinds of trouble. And neither George or, what was the wife's name? Laura? Laura Bush, right? Yeah. They didn't seem to be able to get through to the kids.
the twins, yeah.
Yeah, Grandma called them up to Kennebunk and laid them out. And after that, that was it. That was the end of their shenanigans. She told them in no uncertain way, you smarten up. And she fixed it. And the parents couldn't. I thought that was kind of interesting. Parents couldn't control the kids, but the grandmother did.
She was a real matriarch, yeah.
She was a tough cookie. Okay. Federal court struck down Alabama's congressional map, saying the revision diluted black voters' powers. Hello. Who didn't think, and when you get to gerrymandering and redoing districts, we had it done here by a local politician who denied to my face that he had nothing to do with it, or he said he didn't have anything to do with it, when I know he did. He created the district so he would protect his own seat. And that's what was going on down in Alabama to keep the blacks from having representation and having, you know, that's what they do. Down, and this is, how do I say this and not sound, and not get myself into trouble? Listen, I've stuck my foot in my mouth already a couple of times today. Why not do it again? The fact that people in the South don't want black folks, I'm not telling you that I think that the ID thing is right. I don't think that's right at all. But when you use your power to redistrict areas to make sure the blacks don't get voted in, now that's a no-no. There's nothing good about that. So there's two different issues here. It's either, you know, it's voting in, giving blacks a chance to vote, and the way the Democrats think about it, it's you gotta make it easy for them. And I say everybody needs to have the same rules. Why should the color of your skin predicate the rules for voting? Well, they don't have the same opportunity to get a ID. You know what a bunch of load of crap that is? That is just horse manure. It is they have the same opportunity to get an ID. It's easy, easy, easy. Ask any illegal immigrant who's got an ID. So if they can get it, why can't just anybody get it, no matter what the color of their skin? This is another specious argument put forth by certain Democrats that are just aiming at getting more voters. That's it. I find this, I don't suffer lightly with this kind of stuff. It just really bothers the heck out of me. All right, let's see here. Capital physician checked out Mitch McConnell. Nothing wrong with him. Huh? What do you mean there's nothing wrong with him? Hello? He's frozen publicly twice in recent weeks. What do you mean there's nothing wrong with him?
Well,
of course there's something wrong with him.
Falls. That one significant fault, there has to be something going on.
Yeah, of course
in
there
his
is.
Brain, yes.
Yeah. Good God. All right, let's take a rest here. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wanted, dead or alive, someone to take care of the artificial intelligence part of our program. mostly dead, I think, under the circumstances. All right, Larry, let's get to 23 after the hour. Is the time for us to touch into social media. And I have been reluctant to mention Donald Trump's name only because it gets Jennifer going. But it's, yeah, well, it's okay. It's all right. Trump's Truth Social has apparently gotten a lifeline this week. There was a deadline for a big cash infusion that was needed to keep this thing alive. He apparently is doing like he does with everything else and uses other people's money here. And
now we know why he got back on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
You got to hedge your bets.
See you later. So, what did you ever? Were you ever on Truth Social?
Yes, I am on Truth Social.
You are, and what do you see?
I don't use it very much,
though.
I find like it's, you know, it's definitely number four behind Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Right. Okay. So,
it's a lot like Twitter, though. That's what it's designed to be like.
So, but it's owned by Trump Media and Technology Group Inc. So, is there advertising that supports it? Where do you get the money? Is he taking money? He can't keep raiding his campaign account because that's all gone paying for the lawyers. So where
well,
did he get the dough?
This is campaign money. This kind of came out after the election. So I think it was, I know Devin Nunes, the former congressman, was involved in fundraising. So I think like any other business venture, you know, there were a lot of people, it's not just about Trump, I know, surprisingly, but there are a lot of people who are now acutely aware that big tech was colluding with the government during COVID. And so I think there was an appetite for a more free speech platform. In fact, that's what like Rumble and Gab, like all these different platforms came out around that same time because people wanted to have an ability to post things without being censored. So I think there was probably an appetite for that for investors for a while.
So has there been any connection to Truth Social in any of the legal harangues that he's in?
I don't think so. I know that they, and I could be wrong, I don't know of any connections, but I do know that I think it was Jack Smith who has been going after him and says he's got more indictments coming against Trump, so get ready for that, who said that he wanted all of the access to his Twitter stuff. I guess they were spying on him via Twitter, but I don't think...
Great. So Trump also said, this is making the rounds on all the social media, quote, I'm allowed to do whatever I want with classified documents. So why is this back This was some podcast. I think he was on with Hugh Hewitt, as a matter of fact.
He was this week, yeah.
Yeah, and he says, I can do what I want. What brought that about? And is that true? That's what's all over a lot of the social media. I'm allowed to do whatever I want with classified documents.
I didn't hear him say that. I listened to a bulk of the interview. I didn't hear it all, so it's possible that I mentioned that. But I know that all along he's contended, and by the way, every president has contended that they have the right to declassify anything. That's the plight of being the president. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not he went through the process of declassifying those documents or telling someone, hey, I'm declassifying this stuff, trying to get him on.
But what do you do to declassify? What do you, I now pronounce you man and wife?
Yeah, we're declassifying these documents. Yep.
So what kind of foolishness is all of this? I mean, there's some stuff, I think there's some legitimacy to going after him with a few of these things, but all of this piling on, it calls into question what is the motive, and I know the people that are on your side of the aisle are happy to, in a non-speculative way, say this is why this is being done.
Election interference, right.
And so then we have the whole discussion of impeaching Joe Biden, the Republicans are going to do that, and so we're back to the question of how does all of this help the country and help move us forward, and the answer to the question is it doesn't. It doesn't do any of those things. So here we are in what I consider to be an anti-American, anti-patriotic mode here, chasing these guys around instead of working for the betterment of our people. That's just, it's a disgrace. All right, so there's the social media input for this hour, 28 after, right now.
Was Santa generous? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can sell gift cards you're not using at cardcash.com and giftcards.com, where you can also buy discounted gift cards for almost anything. If you're planning a major purchase, consider buying now because prices are rising. And if you see PMI on your mortgage statement, that's private mortgage insurance, which you can cancel if your principal balance is below 80% of your home's value, which it may now be thanks to inflation. Ever since the COVID shutdown, we've been suffering supply chain issues, and nothing is in shorter supply than what you see in the mirror. The help wanted sign is everywhere, so ask your boss for a raise. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ask Sherwin Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former top Trump White House aide Peter Navarro now finds himself convicted on charges of contempt of Congress for refusing to obey subpoenas about the lead-up to the January 6th riots. Navarro turns things over to his attorneys as reporters gather outside the courthouse on Thursday.
Not because they were guilty verdicts, because I can't come out and have an honest, decent conversation with the people of America.
Hardline anti-Trump politicians in both parties believed at the time Navarro, Bannon, and others were involved in an attempt to thwart the peaceful transfer of power after Trump lost the 2020 election. President Joe Biden will try and make the case for U.S. preeminence over China during his visit with G20 leaders in India. There are also joint efforts by the U.S., India, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to connect the Middle East and the Indian subcontinent through a new rail network. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Another start here in this hour of Good Day, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, some items going on in the focus as usual today. Jay Kirshner is my better half. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Washington, wears a size 12, so we're all set, ready to go on I'm going to ask Dr. Ken, actually, this week. There's a little subtext to this because we were talking about shoe size with that kid who wore a size 23 shoe, and Shaq has a 22. A lot of basketball players who are tall, it makes sense, if you will, in the hierarchy of things, for people who are tall to have big feet. Otherwise, how would you be able to stand up, right?
You support
have a good time. You sat had a size 10 or 11 to be tired, and you're wearing, you're 6 foot nine or something. It's a problem. So I'm going to talk to Dr. Ken about that on Good Day Health this weekend, among other things. Ken has some warnings for boys who start smoking early. I would think the same warning would apply to women, but we'll find out why it's different from boys to girls. If you listen to Good Day Health, you'll find that out this weekend on many of these same stations to carry the Good Day program. Ken is a cardiologist, so we always have some conversation excuse me, about cardiac health and trauma to the heart. It's better, and heartburn is a big subject of focus, and statins. Ken and I have conversation about that. Often it goes back to my own experience with statins, which was very short-lived. I had like 4 days, and I was done with them because they created cramps. Anyway, so a lot of things. The tip of a Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell has an hour that you can hear most of these same stations over the weekend as well. And then there are the podcasts that come as a result of Jay doing and Bob doing some work to bring the highlights together at GoodDayHealthShow.com. As a matter of fact, the current Good Day Health Show thing is up there for last week. Dr. Ken had 5 warning signs of alcohol addiction. So that was very important information. But that's all. What he does is take the medical news of the day and interpret it. He's a medical researcher as well as being a cardiologist, and so he takes the information and sort of synthesizes it so it makes sense. You know how doctors are. You can't understand what they tell you, and you can't read their writing.
Yes,
so,
yes. But or they have those pamphlets, and they're like, here, look over this pamphlet. It'll
yeah, right,
that you understand
right.
everything. And it's like, can you just go over this with me? I didn't
Hello.
Go to med school.
No. Thank you. All right. So let's see here. We have a couple of crashes to talk about. The 23 people are injured. The driver of car drives into a Denny's restaurant in Texas. Did you hear about this? 24 people were injured. What is there with this? We have the last 12 months have been a bunch of these cars that, whether on purpose or not,
well, it seems
driving
like
into restaurants.
A lot of accidents that have been happening, and it's typically people above the age of 80. It's one of those things that they meant to hit the brakes, they hit the gas, and they lost control of the car, goes into a storefront, into a restaurant. This driver was in his 30s, I believe.
Right. Yep.
So this was a young one, and it's still under investigation, but there hasn't really been much word over what caused the crash. Was it on purpose? Was it an accident? Was this driver sober? Was the driver under the influence?
And so the main focus here is not on him, but the 20 people who got hurt. And so I just think there are...
Unfortunately, nobody
always,
was killed.
Yeah, right, exactly. But a lot of people got stitches because the glass was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, you just have to wonder
there's a question. The driver was not taken into custody, though.
He wasn't impaired.
If he does end up facing any criminal charges, they will be filed with the county. But there's also a question of there were wet roads. Was this driver speeding and lost control of the car on the wet roads, hydroplaned or something?
Yeah. All right, next crash has to do with 5 teenagers who were killed after the vehicle they were in flipped over on a ramp and landed on the Interstate 85, near downtown Atlanta. Wow. Right with the parents of this bunch, right? This is, the 17-year-old, they're all 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. Wow. All dead.
Absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, you know, the kids don't know how to drive now. They were driving too fast, it would appear. So they went over the wall, the exit ramp, right? And it was one of those raised. You know, we talk about Los Angeles highways and stuff. Los Angeles is in comparison to Dallas. I'll give James the floor here for a second. I've rarely been in L.A. You kind of expect it. But if you're driving around where the interstates come together in downtown Dallas, and you look at the overhead system, it's like spaghetti.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's
absolutely nuts.
Driving through Dallas is really an experience. If you've never done it, it is it's death-defying.
There's one on 635, and it merges with 75, and I know exactly what you're referring to. It's a five-street
five
lane.
Roads come together.
Exactly, and it's all stacked on top of each other.
Oh, my God.
It's honestly really impressive looking from afar, but when you're in it, you're like, oh, God, what is happening?
Well, the engineering is quite a feat.
Yeah.
But the last time I was there was during an ice storm, I remember, trailer trucks trying to make it over the bridge, and they just fell. I remember one guy just went over the side. The truck just went, just slid off, and went landed on the top of another car on another level. It was like this, as you said, five stacked high. Anyway, so that's where this. That's not where this happened. This was down, as I said, in Atlanta, but it was one of those raised ramps. So they went over the side. And
well,
that
this was a three-car accident. Two cars collided. The teen's car went over and hit another car. And they're still investigating what caused it, but just, so tragic. And a lot of times, this happens with inexperienced drivers, but I've seen it with adult drivers, too, more experienced drivers. Something happens. You're not paying attention. You veer one way or you lose control one way, and then you overcorrect.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here, I want to talk about figuring things out. The surgical tool the size of a plate inside this woman's abdomen, she had a C-section 18 months ago, and now they've just, she, I don't know whether I should laugh about this or what it is, a plate-sized device.
How did this happen?
How in the name of God does this happen? It's called an Alexis retractor. Or doctors refer to them as AWRs. It's a cylindrical device with a sort of translucent film used to draw back the edges of, in this case, the section during surgery. So this, they used the thing, and did it fall into the hole and they just sewed it back up? Were these people brain dead?
Well, and here's the kicker. This was done in a surgical room where you have an audience, like med students and stuff.
Yeah, watching.
In kind of like the theater area. So the fact that you had this many people paying close enough attention and it was still overlooked that the
tool was still
in the abdomen.
I want to know how it took 18 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does it take 18 months to find this? The pain, look at the size of this thing. X-rays showed no sign of the device when she had pain that was so severe. She kept going back and forth to the emergency room of the hospital. And then they finally did a CAT scan and took it out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm sure a lot of her pain was brushed off of like, well, it's a C-section sometimes. It just hurts a little bit additionally. Or sometimes when people have a surgery, there's kind of like these phantom pains where your brain is still sending these pain signals even though there's really nothing wrong.
Oh. Both my children were delivered by C-section. Did you tell me you had a C-section?
C-section for me, too.
Yeah. And it was with Tony. Tony was 5 foot. And she weighed, I don't know, 130 pounds. She gained 46 pounds when she had Megan. She looked like a basketball on legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, or not a basketball. What do they call those big medicine? She looked like a medicine ball on legs. It was Christmas time, 1973. I remember it because Megan was due on Christmas Day. And it didn't happen. The next day, it didn't happen. And so in the middle of the night on the 26th, Tony says, I can't stand this anymore. You got to bring me. So I took her to the hospital. And after a while, Dr. Barry said, well, this isn't going to happen. They knew it was a girl at the time. So she could stay in there for another week. And Tony said, oh, no.
No, thank you.
So C-section time. But I couldn't imagine. In those days, they wouldn't let the father into the operating room when they did a C-section. So I didn't see Megan until she came out in that cooker that they put them in after they were born. I forget what they call that.
Yeah, the incubator.
Incubator, that's it. Thank you. Thinking about what would go back inside. Where were the nurses? I don't know, the doctors. Where the heck were the nurses when this was going on? Hunger. Bunga bunga, huh? No,
yeah.
Seriously. Can you? I mean, you're a mother. You get it. I don't know. I'm never going to feel what it feels like to have that go on. But wow,
it's painful. It's a little painful.
Yeah. The latest on Donald Trump. You want? Is an hour complete? I just should mention his name, right? Donald Trump.
Just randomly.
Yeah. Okay, I've done that.
Okay, Donald Trump. Moving
Donald
on.
Donald Trump. That's it.
In
Donald
between
Trump.
Stories.
Apparently, Trump was warned by somebody in the FBI that the FBI was going to raid Mar-a-Lago. There were back and forths. Apparently, one of his lawyers knew somebody in the FBI, and the FBI guy called the lawyer and said, tell Trump to hide all of these boxes of stuff because the FBI is coming looking for him. And so Trump says, why? I didn't do anything wrong. In the bathroom. Let them come and take them. And that's kind of the outrage of this. Why are we... That's one of the... I mean, there's probably they got something on them with the election stuff, and maybe they don't. But that foolishness about going into his... Was in the bathroom? That's where the boxes were, right?
Yeah, they're in the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was... What is, so what?
But, I mean...
The joke got him in his garage? Come on.
What? And there's so many bathrooms, like, there are probably some rooms and bathrooms included that are used as storage and closets and stuff.
Yeah, right. Do you ever do that with your, you know, you got an extra
chair.
Bathroom?
Yeah, there's usually a chair that is the catch-all chair.
Yeah, right. I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 bathrooms in my house. And I don't know, I'm just trying to think, where is there a place in any of these bathrooms to store stuff? A big old radiator. You put stuff on top of the radiator until the wintertime when it would start to cook up a little bit. But I don't know. It seems kind of... it's just... well, there it is. I've done my Trump duty for this hour. Donald Trump. T-R-U-M-P. I'd like to take a ride in his plane. That's what I'd like to do. That plane looks like it'd be kind of fun. All right, here we are. 48 after this good day.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour now. Questions for Dr. Ken. Welcome to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please feel free to reach out to Ken's office if you ever have a question about whether it's a cardiological matter, circulatory matter, just how your body works. He is very good at giving another opinion and being so accurate because he studies all of these journals all the time and therefore knows what's going on, certainly in traditional, you know, face-forward medicine. So help yourself. Dr. Ken at his clinic, 352-735-1400. Got the number? Call him, go visit him or do a Zoom call, 352-735-1400. Okay, so deaths from overdose. There's the new movie, The Equalizer 3, as a subplot, this very thing, the counterfeit pills that are coming to our country, the source for them, and then what happens when you take them. These are called counterfeit pills, but I can't, when they call them counterfeit pills, is that implying that they're made this way at the factory? Or a factory?
Well, these are not legitimate FDA-approved factories. These are products that are being put on the market. Correct. This comes out of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. What a name. But this is the main publication each week by the CDC. Most physicians, medical students read this. And the report this week is that a growing number, Doug, of overdose deaths in our country involve counterfeit pills. These overdose deaths involving counterfeit pills were twice as common in the latter half of 2021 as they were in the last 6 months of 2019, accounting for about, are you ready, 5% of overdose deaths.
Wow.
And in Western states, those rates tripled during the same period. The drugs are made to look like prescription opioids or stimulants to treat ADHD. About 75% were made to look like oxycodone. Fentanyl test strips. So what do you do about this? Fentanyl test strips and similar products can help identify pills' contents, while the overdose antidote naloxone may also help save lives. People should only use pills Doug prescribed to them and received from a pharmacy or healthcare provider. That's how you avoid all this.
Wow. All right. Next, COVID. The COVID, long COVID, and what sort of special challenges it presents for those who are older in our country. And then I think we need to talk about all the hoopla about the new COVID variant, because it's much less threatening than the news media wants to fill us all with fear and scare the hell out of us. You know, no COVID, look out. It's nonsense. It's, people are going to get it. My daughter-in-law got it this week. So under the circumstances, it's around. But are we going to run off of the cliff here or not?
Right, right. The first lady has it. Our second, yeah. Some say her third episode. She's had two original vaccines, two boosters, and she has at least her second. I've heard some reports her third episode. So this is around, and anyone can get it. I think COVID has been too long for all of us, and we're all just, you know, just had enough.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the U.S. Open tennis, and, you know, a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, you couldn't even come in here without being checked, and here all the tennis players are coughing away. So things have changed. This is really going on. This was around the end of 2019, and here we're almost at 2024. So we're looking at 4 years plus of this. And I think everybody's had enough of COVID. And fortunately, this has evolved into a mild illness for most. There is a small subset of people who do need to take cover and make sure that they stay out of harm's way. Well. You know, these are the really elderly, over 75, the immunocompromised, the people with multiple health issues. Yes, but for most of us, fortunately, these newer variants are mild, colds not down low in the lungs as just a bad.
So what are you recommending for shots? You always recommend a flu shot. That enough?
Well,
that's it?
I'm recommending, I want to see the new vaccine and where we are, because there's a couple of variants out there right now, and depending on what this new vaccine has, it'll either be very sensitive or insensitive to the current variant, and it also depends on you as an individual, so there's no one-size-fits-all answer to this. You have to ask your doctor.
All right, there it is. Answers to your questions. Call them in, 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.